for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Chris and Johnny are here tonight from the Ataris.
Hello.
Good to see you again. The guys were here in March. Drew felt like it was earlier than that.
I think it's because I saw you guys at the Weenie Roast.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So, Drew knows the Ataris.
I know the Ataris.
He knows they're almost from Santa Barbara.
Sort of from Santa Barbara.
Sort of from Santa Barbara. The Ataris are going to be at the Palladium. That is coming up Friday? Saturday.
Friday.
This Friday.
November 7th.
We're moving now, baby.
The show?
No, just time-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Show's dragging like hell. But so the calendar. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because it was summer 3 days ago.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went from like a Lipton commercial where I'm like wiping the back of my neck and looking up at the sun and then tilling the soil and looking back up at the sun to like wearing my PJs and humming Christmas tunes and thinking about candy canes and sugar plum fairies. This is great. I got a little fire going. You know what I told the wife tonight? I told her to deploy the electric blanket.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Now it's official.
Yeah, it's winter.
Let me tell you guys something. I know you think we're going to talk about the Ataris, but the Ataris.
No, we already knew that.
Heated couches and heated.
What is wrong with the heated sofa? The heated sofa. I shouldn't be talking about
never
this
on
the
one,
air.
So.
They don't exist.
Oh, no, no.
Here's my point. The winter, and, you know, we have it. Well, I mean, we have it good over here. Yeah. You guys just got off the road. You're in, Des Moines and where else?
Well, Boise.
Boise.
We were from the Northwest, so it was cold.
Holy Christ.
You guys were having a heat wave, and we were going through, like, the worst cold.
And it's not even game on there yet.
No.
I mean, Des Moines is going to get down. It's going to get down into the sub-zeros, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, you got the heat going. The whole house. Mm-hmm. Blowing heat, bellowing heat into every room. Upstairs, bathroom, it's spread out in the entry halls. It's all over the place. Your fat ass is parked on the sofa for me on a Friday night, 9, 10, 14 hours, going nowhere. Just numbing myself with booze, watching the TiVo. That's all, right? Why do I have to heat the entire complex? Do you see what I'm saying? Heated sofa. Heated sofa.
Well, they have those heated chairs in the cars, you know.
Let me see
where you're going with this.
I'm glad you bring this up because people have. I cite this because people argue with me. And what's wrong with everybody, Drew? That they're so stupid and contrary at the same time. Where I say, what's wrong? And they go, well, we don't have the technology. I go, what about your car, you jackass? You're going 90 miles an hour. Your ass is on fire. You can work that out.
Hey, Adam, I just got an email brought to me by crack producer Ann. Mm-hmm. It's from Jason Ives, and he says, sorry, Adam, I have bad news. I was dog-sitting, and these people, these people I was sitting for had a Lazy Boy sofa that was heated.
But it's not a real sofa. I mean, it's got like a foot kick on it or something.
I see.
It just a regular, because I've looked for a regular sofa
like
was
a piece
heated.
Of furniture.
Yeah, I don't want one that weighs 70,000 pounds and has like a screw mechanism in it and stuff. You know what I mean?
Like something you can get in IKEA.
Yeah, I want.
You
I
put
want
it together.
Here's what I want.
Interior design.
I want a $175 option on almost any sofa that you buy.
Right.
Oh, you know, you want it? You want $600? Or it's $775 at the heating element in it.
Yeah.
Let's step it up.
Yeah.
Step it up and put the lube dispenser in the arm.
Oh my God.
And tissues.
Tissue and lube dispenser. Throw that in. And a Scotch guard. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Both sides. Just trust me. All right. So, Palladium, Friday night.
That's right.
What can the kids expect?
The Palladium?
Yeah. And anywhere the Ataris
security
play.
That will frisk you down and like beat you senseless when you come through the door that rivals any high school in like the, you know, South Central area, I suppose. No, I don't know. Palladium's a good place. I mean, it was the venue in the Blues Brothers movie, so
was
it's kind
it?
Of like, yeah, at the end of the movie, that's
you
can always tell
was.
By that telltale kind of like long there's this long like wooden part of the stage that comes out
comes
in
out.
The crowd.
Like a peninsula that comes out in front there. And it has a balcony, right?
The sides, yeah.
Yeah. Orange whip.
All the way around. Yeah. You know. I didn't know that was the Palladium. I guess now it's ruined for me. I thought it was in Chicago somewhere.
That's where it's supposed to be.
But you know, the thing is do they have shows at the Palladium for old folks? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Palladium. What happened to the Palladium? What was the Palladium?
I don't know.
Where'd it go?
Can you look it up on the web?
Well, what do they used to have? Like roller derby over there or something?
No, look it up. No.
We'll find out what goes on. Because let me tell you, I've been outside. I live around there. And I've driven past that place after a couple of shows have let out. It's frightening.
Score some rock.
It's a motley crew.
Like a pirate ship unloaded.
A pirate ship's just unloaded.
Yeah, that's it.
Just a bunch of crazy mohawked goth kids. I got to roll the windows up, Drew, and lock the door. And put the seat heater on. All right, but that's just a crowd you're looking for Friday night.
No, our demographic's probably much younger than that. But I suppose that you'll have a few mohawked goth kids that are in the mix as well.
They look like trouble from where I was, Drew.
Who, me?
No, the Palladium kids.
Oh, they're just confused.
Drew, get on. We're going to find out what year do you think that Palladium is?
You were going by the Danzig show that happens there.
What is the Danzig Halloween show?
During the commercial break, I will do it.
50s. 40s, 50s. 50s? Because it was probably like Guy Lombardo playing there, right? Back in the day.
Feel inside, but outside it's very 50s.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to work that out. This is good radio when you do a national radio.
Yeah, of course.
Focus on a local landmark.
They're like, what the hell's this Palladium thing?
Well, it's the Blues Brothers. That's what it is. Chris?
Yes?
You're 19?
Yes.
You never did see the Blues Brothers movie, did you?
No.
And listen, this is something I've been working on. I'm going to tell you to see it.
Okay.
And so is Chris and Johnny from the Ataris. And so, Drew, you ever see Blues?
Seen it, yes.
Okay. We're all going to tell you to see it, but you're not going to see it. I know how you are.
She'll see Blues Brothers 2000.
It's called The Blues Brothers?
The Blues Brothers.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. What is this? Why is everyone so young? Okay, let me just ask what's going on for just one second, then we're going back to the phones.
There's a generation gap, Adam.
I know.
You're part of it.
I know. We were laughing about that last night. But look, here's the deal. When I was younger, when I was in my teens, the whole idea was if you hadn't heard of something, to pretend like you did, or to I'm hip. No, I know that. When I was 19, I was trying to be hip to all the older bands and know about. Now, I'm not talking about Del Shannon and the Runaways or Del Shannon or whoever the hell she's with or whatever that is. I'm talking about stuff like Frank Zappa.
No,
I didn't know anything about Frank Zappa when I was 19, but I had to be cool. Oh,
you
yeah, Frank Zappa.
Trying to keep up
genius.
With the Doors, Hendrix, stuff like that.
Yeah, trying to keep up with that
absolutely.
Stuff. Okay. So now, and the same with movies. If you told me about the Manchurian Candidate when I was 19, I would have went, that's cool. No, I want to see that. Oh, Frank Sinatra.
And then
try to check it out. Yeah, yes. Hit myself up a little bit so next time
some
it comes
people are
up,
like that. But
some people.
Yeah. No.
But now, you're an asshole. It's like, no, I haven't heard of that. What are you, old guy? And it's like, oh, it's a funny movie. Whatever. And now you're a jackass because you know something. Like before, the guy who didn't know the stuff was an a-hole. Now the guy who knows this stuff is an a-hole.
No, I totally feel like that. I mean, I'm only 26, and we go through that with like bands that we grew up listening to or that kind of influenced
our
band.
But again, in our day. We would have gone, if somebody we admired, we'd have gone, I'm going to check that out. I got to pretend I know it, and then get caught on to it.
The other part is people haven't even heard of it. That's the other thing. Like, I would have went like, Mahogany Rush? Yeah, those guys, I know that, but... Those guys are cool. That guy's cool. Those two guys are cool. One of those guys is cool. Like, and then I want to go on and ask somebody what the hell that was. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Now they have an internet.
Everyone's pissy about everything. Huh? Mm-mm.
So what's up, Chris?
You're so funny.
You're going to see? You never heard of the Blues Brothers?
Yeah, they sing with like a harmonica.
Right. They came from a movie. There was a movie.
There's that one fat, really, dead guy.
It's a heavy set guy that sings.
That,
right. Yes.
Right. See, I know.
That's right. Yes. That's
his brother's
right.
Got a TV show now.
That's
you know his brother.
You know his brother. All right. So anyway, funny movie to rent.
Okay.
No Scary Movie 3, but
that cinematic triumph.
Yes.
How dare you?
What's up there, Chris?
Well, I am a longtime listener, and I've noticed that a lot of people call and they have questions about how they can't orgasm. And my question is, I couldn't orgasm for like a year that I had sex, and then I started to have sex with somebody new, and I orgasmed every single time and really fast.
All right. It's good. Make sure the old guy knows about this.
Yeah. But it was any kind of sex that we had, like, you know what I mean? Anything that we would
all right.
do,
well,
I would
how long,
orgasm.
But how long a period of time was this between the two guys?
That we were together?
Well, I mean, you had no orgasms with the one guy.
From when to when.
And then you went to the next guy.
Yeah, I was with the first guy for a year.
How old were you?
And then I moved out of the country for another year, and I had a boyfriend over there in Spain. I was in Spain.
Was this the guy?
With this
other guy. This is the orgasm guy. Yes.
The orgasm guy is in Spain.
Of course. The mark of Horo. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
Big W on the chest, written in I don't want to say what, but here's the point. I'm going to ask again. What was the period of time in between the two boyfriends?
I would say 9 months.
9 months.
You were getting older.
Things can change from 17 to 18,
absolutely.
There, something like that.
Absolutely.
And also, I've been in this position of the first guy, and I rationalize that I loosened it up.
And start dropping out.
I chipped away, I loosened it up, and this guy came and just fell right out.
Is there something you feel that maybe happened to you in that time that like made you more comfortable with yourself?
Or was this really?
Yeah, I did a lot of changing, like self-esteem wise.
Yeah.
And I really started to just be comfortable with myself. I don't know if that was it or if
that's part of it. It also means you'll pick a guy you're more into, and you know it really does turn you on.
Okay, so like in the future, it wasn't just that one guy.
You should be fine now.
I think all in all, if you find somebody you're really comfortable with, then you know I imagine it would probably be just as good as that guy. Maybe you just finally found someone you felt like you could actually click with. And, you know,
right.
That's probably all it was.
Sure, it didn't hurt that he was Spanish.
That's true, man.
What were you doing in Spain?
Spaniards.
What, are you going to school there?
Yeah.
She was running with the Bulls.
Jesus. I studied over there.
At 18? Nice.
At 18, yeah.
What, with college?
Yeah.
University of Oregon?
University of Oregon?
I went to PSU. Portland State.
Oh, okay. All right, good time.
And they have an overseas program.
Oh, who knows? Wow. I'm jealous of everyone. Kick my dad in the nuts next time I see him. Everyone's going everywhere, doing everything. Jesus.
You're just sitting home behind your house.
You know where I went when I was, you know what my field trip was, Drew? Come on.
Ventura
you know?
Boulevard.
No, Laurie's Seasoning Laurie Plant seasoning. In Eagle Rock. That's where I went. That was my one field trip. Here's a packet of taco seasoning. Fantastic. Beautiful. You guys been out to Eagle Rock? God's country out there. It's beautiful.
It's nestled
between Glendale and Burbank.
Nestled between
beautiful
the train yards,
train
the freeway,
yards,
and the industrial area.
And the L.A. River.
We recorded out near there, but I passed on the Lowry's seasoning salt.
Picturesque. Unless you've seen Eagle Rock in August, you haven't lived. That just soupy air.
That's that Riverside area.
It's right next to that crappy L.A. River. Yeah. And L.A. River's just... Here's what L.A. River's... It's
cement.
It's a cement drag strip with a shopping cart in it.
I mostly think of that scene in Greece where they did a Grease lightning thing.
Any crazy speed scene you've seen on a big cement open space was the L.A.
Terrible.
River.
That's right. Right. But it was they sort of do it in the clear areas. There's sort of mush and swamp and crap in the other areas. All right. Beautiful country. Kyle?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
My current girlfriend is an ex-lesbian. And lately she's been hanging out with one of my friends who's bisexual.
Female?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she'll spend long periods of time over at her house with her cell phone turned off, and they'll constantly spend the night at each other's houses, and I'm wondering if...
That is two trauma survivors getting together and creating some chaos.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is.
Hmm? Two chicks, right?
Two bisexual girls. One used to be a lesbian, but is magically attracted to the bisexual.
Yeah.
This is chaos. This is chaos.
Everyone was molested.
Right.
That's right. So what? What's your girlfriend's problem?
I wonder if I should be worried if she might be cheating on me or something.
Yeah. Assume
I'm not sure worried is the right word.
How old's your girlfriend?
She's 17.
Where's her dad?
He's here.
With you right now?
No, no, I mean...
He's on the other line, giggling.
No, I mean, like...
He's jamming.
He lives with her.
They're having a slumber party.
He lives where?
He lives with her.
He lives with her. That's her biological father?
Yeah.
All right. She gets along well with him?
All right.
Does she seem troubled at all? You know what I'm saying?
Not really.
All right.
She, on occasion, she cusses someone out, but...
All right. Well, we all have our moments. Hey, Kyle.
Yeah.
Listen, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I think we're all going to ask you to do. Don't get her pregnant.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Are you using any form of protection?
Yeah.
What?
Condoms.
All right.
Okay.
Keep the morning after pill around just in case there's a problem. Even Trojans break once in a while.
And it's going to be a lot of... you're not... At 16, you're not equipped to deal with a 17-year-old bisexual who's sort of bringing a little chaos into
right.
a relationship
right.
that may have been running smoothly.
Right.
So it's like, well, how do you infuse these people with this knowledge? I don't know. What do you tell them? A, don't get them pregnant. B, when things start getting a little shaky, jump off.
Yeah.
Because it's going to spiral. And she's definitely a chaotic person.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Agreed.
Yeah, and look, there's nothing. I mean, if you don't get her pregnant, and you don't kill yourself, and you don't get HIV, there's nothing the time won't heal. I mean, you'll get past everything.
Right. Although this guy may be attracted to more chaos as time goes on.
Yeah, that's a new problem.
Other chaos. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's life, and that's exciting.
That is interesting, though, isn't it? The guys that need the chaotic women don't outgrow it. Women that need the unavailable men usually outgrow it, and when they don't outgrow it, it means something.
Yeah, but
in other words, guys, when they start with this, they stay with it.
But sometimes it's just a guy who's got a 17-year-old, and when you're 16 and there's a 17-year-old willing to have sex with you, it's pretty good news.
It's whatever. Yeah,
I mean, you're sucked in. You're not so picky as to worry about her personality.
Yeah, but if you start getting really involved with it, then you've declared a major at that point.
Jay?
Yo.
You have a Germany or Florida for us?
I certainly do.
All right, well, let me explain to the fellas.
Yeah.
When I say we, I mean everybody over at Jimmy Kimmel Live, all the writers and everything, started to discover in our search for bizarre news that bizarre evil came out of either Germany or Florida. So we started playing this game at the lunch table over at Jimmy's, which was some guy would just pipe up, you know, before he does his talking points, Germany or Florida, and then everyone would guess. They swore they were going to do it on a show, but it's been 6 months, so screw them.
That's pretty hot, though, because we always notice the same thing about Germany, especially. It's like the people there, you know, they're really cool, but it's always like, yeah, I really like your show, but I came to see the Vandals. You know, that's typical Germany. As I we were hanging out before one of our shows here, I'm like, you know, it was his first time over because he joined our band a couple years ago. I'm like, you know, just, you know, watch out. Germany's really cool, you know, but just the people sometimes, it's like they can't give a compliment without killing it immediately afterwards. And he's like, what do you mean? And then sure enough, the guy came up and did that. He's like, I'll be damned.
Jeez, yeah. I didn't know all of our callers lived in Germany.
Wow.
It's Loveline callers.
I know. My brother-in-law is from Germany. He's got a little of that in him, too. Wonder what that is.
Yeah, think how much of that we get on this show, though.
Yeah. This is a worldwide epidemic where they screw you with it. They start with half a compliment and finish with a full put-down.
I'm listening to a show, and I hear people do it all the time and be like, yeah, they fully. I don't even want to. You guys hear it more than I do.
It's painful. It really is painful.
But here we go. So Jay's brought us some
Germany or Florida. Here we go. Go ahead, Jay.
All right. Two women are sitting in their home one night when all of a sudden they're watching TV, and all of a sudden a man bursts into their home, pulls out a revolver, points it at them, and says, "You better do something really smart, or you're both gonna die." So one of them gets up, goes to the kitchen, makes him a sandwich, gets him a glass of rum. They sit him down. They talk with him for a while. They watch some TV. They say, "Well, why don't you get a shower or something?" He says, "It's all right, fine." But he comes back every other minute or so, make sure they're not calling the cops or doing anything to turn him in. So he takes his shower. He comes in. He puts on some clean clothes, sits around for a while. They talk to him. They keep pouring him some rum. He winds up passing out. While he's lying there, passing out on the couch, they call the cops.
Florida.
Sounds like Florida.
Yeah.
The rum part sounds slightly German.
Yeah, with this rum down.
Yeah, they do a lot of that
south.
Rumming.
Yeah, come over there.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
you're right. You're right.
With Caribbean.
Rye might have been a German.
No, I'm Jimmy Buffett. I'm thinking rum, you know?
Sure.
Snob could
have
been,
Buffett.
No, I think I enjoy Florida.
We're going Florida?
Yeah, I think Florida.
We all concur. Florida.
You got it. You guys are
good.
True. What are
we
on Germany?
Nearly 100%. Nearly a complete success.
I think I've got one wrong out of about 15.
I think we got two flat out wrong, and one you got wrong because we talked you out of it.
Let me explain something. When we see program director Kevin Weatherly after the pilgrimage to Yorba Linda on Saturday, don't tell him I'm 20 out of 21.
Why?
Because he'll get pissed. He'll be like, What are you guys doing?
Oh, yeah.
Just tell him I'm like one for one. We did it once.
Don't even bring it up.
All right, don't bring it up. Yeah.
I figured the Germans wouldn't have invited them in to drink free rum.
Yeah.
Would have been like, no.
No.
No free rum for
them. They would have given
him
a backhanded compliment and then charge him for the
beat
rum.
Beat him with a schnitzelgruber.
I can't figure out those Germans. I'll tell you what. They're proud people for the most part. But then I got my brother-in-law, when we play basketball, he wears my tennis shoes. He doesn't even say anything. He just comes running out on the court in them.
What?
Yeah. That's
weird.
Very non-German. Crazy. And let me tell you something about the Germans, too. Crazy rims on their glasses
everything.
And funkified shoes.
These are German.
Crazy. Who decided that they had to be totally straight-laced except for the glasses and the shoes? And crazy weird, like, guys in sort of weird... You know what kind of shoes they wear in Germany? Adult men wear those... schoolboy shoes from like the 40s, weird, those weird Hitler Youth sandals, one strap, kind of weird. And a lot of guys sporting the clogs these days. And that's not just German, but I've seen some of my friends in clogs. We got to put an end to this.
There's a way
people
that
are like, people are always,
early 80s.
You'd be like, oh, they're comfortable. Yeah, why don't you pull your sack out of your pants, too, and let it breathe?
That's comfortable.
That's comfortable. That's great. Why don't you start beating off?
When is walking on wood blocks comfortable? I don't... That doesn't go from... No.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I would like to squelch this whole guys in clogs thing. And look, here's the only way we can do it. You have to make fun of the guy in the clogs. That's how you do it. We could have gotten rid of ponytails and big turquoise... bracelets. We could have got rid of fanny packs. We could have got rid of anything if your friends would just do the right thing.
Of course.
And start humiliating these people.
Course.
All right. Now, look, we talk too much, Drew. We can't hear an Atari song.
I got to look up Palladium.
Drew, go look up the Palladium. The Ataris are going to be at the Palladium this Friday. The Stork Palladium. All you youngsters can see where they filmed the Blues Brothers.
If you haven't even heard of it.
Oh, they have. They had to have. All right, so we'll take a quick break. John and Chris here, and we'll hear a song when we come back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Tenacious D in here on Thursday. Jack Black and Kyle Gass, I believe it is. The Atari's here tonight. Chris and Johnny both here from the band. Going to hear something off the CD, So Long Astoria, and also let you know that they're going to be playing in the historic Hollywood Palladium this Friday, Drew, yes?
Yes, I'm now a leading expert in the history of the Palladium, matter of fact. Opened September 23rd, 1940, to Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey.
Wow.
1961, used as Lawrence Welk's ongoing television studio.
Wow. A lot of history. Don't let it down over there.
We'll do our best.
You got the ghost of Frank and Lawrence.
We actually played Las Vegas the night that Frank Sinatra died, and they turned out all the lights on the strip.
Oh, wow. Really?
So it was a little ironic thing
That's
going
weird.
On.
For how long did they do that?
I think just for a minute they turned off all the lights.
How do they turn the entire...
I don't know. I don't think in the casinos they were like, people grabbing chips. And
but how do they pull off just the signs and the exits outside the hotels?
Well, they
off?
Must talk to all the individual casinos and say...
There's got
to
be like some guy with like slumlord hotel, like, I'm not turning off my damn light.
You see this big switch right here?
One giant novelty size switch.
Well, they call the guy at like, Hoover Dam or whatever, like, hey, just cut the power for a minute.
Yeah, they must... first off, all those hotels must have some atomic clock or something that's exactly right? And then they must tell them at exactly 10 p.m. Pacific time, flip the thing for 1 minute or something like that.
Yeah.
Hey, but it's good times, right?
for Frank.
That's how this came in the
only 40 car accidents.
Modern age of Vegas. I remember saying when the Sands had a motel.
Oh, really?
That's, of course, where we would stay.
Of course.
And that sign would go 24/7.
Yeah, your family was cheap,
that's
right?
That's a sign that's been gone for 40 years.
Cheap, Drew. Cheap. But at least you would go somewhere.
That's right. At least
go.
We would.
Yeah. I'd camp in my backyard. All right. Well, I don't know. I mean, the Laurie seasoning plant. You got to count that. You have to count that. I tell you, your kids must be getting that age where they're going nuts for seasoning.
Well,
they must be gone. They're 10 years old.
Yeah,
right?
they want to go to Lowry's place.
They want to go to Lowry's. Yeah. They want the taco seasoning.
Yes,
they want the cayenne pepper. Cumin is a good one.
Let them go.
Every time we drive to Phoenix, we always pass the Snyder's plant.
Is it Schilling? Don't they have Schilling's, too?
Make those pretzels.
Yeah. Yeah, Schilling's is a nice spice, too. Yeah, don't get the kids whipped up too early with that stuff. They'll peak.
Spoil them.
It's just downhill.
As you said.
That's what happened to me once I left the Laurie seasoning tour. I spiraled down for years and years. Eventually got into drugs. That's the only thing that replaced that emptiness of the taco season.
Of course.
Reva?
Hi.
Hey.
What's up, Adam?
What's happening, Reva?
No, I'm just up your board. I had a question for Drew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was wondering what Asperger's syndrome was. I'd heard you mention it in passing about maybe 2 weeks ago, and they're about to send me up to Duluth to get evaluated for it, but nobody's given me a straight answer on what it is.
It's a relative of autism.
Oh, good times.
It's like autism?
It's a relative.
Autism?
Like Rain Man, you know. Yeah, definitely 20,000 toothpicks.
Asperger's, it's a hard thing for me to define easily, but just one of the common qualities is a lack of ability to sort of take and understand social cues. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. To understand what other people are experiencing.
Like right now,
social contagion.
Drew's really horny, but you couldn't tell.
Right. It's that kind of thing.
I mean, we know it. We can feel it.
But it's like really confusing because like people, this is the first time they said I had it.
Reva, some people think Einstein had Asperger's.
But they've also said they think I have borderline personality disorder.
Yeah.
And they've just said I had ADHD, and it's kind of getting kind of annoying, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And plus, what are you going to say?
Well, let's ask a couple questions. You're 16.
Yeah, I'm 16.
Drew, what's that thing where your skin gets all stretchy? I like that one.
Well, there's a few of those.
What's a good one?
Ehlers-Danlos syndrome.
Yeah. You should have that.
This is where the guy that can pull it, make it like a...
Make yourself into like a flying squirrel.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, Reva.
Yeah.
You're from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Crap. You don't sound like you're from Minnesota.
Well, I've been here all my life, so...
You are. What color are you?
I'm black.
Oh, okay. I'll just check it. I didn't know. True. Does that have any racial lines or anything, these diseases?
No.
Now, she doesn't sound like she's anything close to Down syndrome.
No. I mean,
well, you said this.
I said autism.
Asperger or autism. Doesn't sound anything close to autism.
Asperger's is different. Again, there's lots of different features and different intensities of that.
How do you do it?
Einstein may have had Asperger's.
How do you do
Bill
in
Gates
school?
May have Asperger's.
Bill Gates? Yeah. All the successful outcasts have it. Do you well in school?
I'm not in school. I got kicked out.
Uh-huh. For doing what?
I beat up my gym teacher, and she was in the hospital for 3 days. That's why I'm getting court-ordered up here.
Wow.
Don't you think that was a bad thing?
Man, they're coming down on everybody these days.
I didn't really care. I think he deserved it on a personal level.
Sure. That's what I'm saying.
But they're, like, giving me all this sympathy because I'm partially blind. They were going to send me to, like, boot camp, but my probation officer stopped it.
All right, well, now...
this may be more than borderline or Asperger's.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, Reva.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're fairly jovial about putting your chimp...
Well, that's part of
the syndrome.
Part of Asperger's, you can't empathize with those people.
Well, give me a dose of that. I'd be drinking myself into a stupor right now.
More like...
not Reva. She's feeling good about it.
Sociopathy.
Ah, uh-huh. Hey, Reva.
Yeah.
Why? What did she do that made you go off on her that way?
She woke me up. Well, actually, didn't wake me up. She thought I was asleep, and she pulled my chair away, and she's just kind of been getting on my nerves like the past 3 years. I just had to give her what I thought she deserved.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a double-edged sword about being a gym coach, which is if you train your students well enough, they can kick your ass. You've done that good a job. You've molded them into a killing machine. You see what I'm saying?
And then you got to be careful. You would never do anything like wake them up or irritate them.
It's considered bad form to wake a student up. They can be angered. Yeah.
I had a really good quick story here. My friend, he used to have this friend in college that could sleep with his eyes open. Wow. So he'd always affix himself in one part of the room where the professor would teach.
Wow.
And so, you know, finally, like, one day, like, the professor caught on, and he saw that, you know, he's just sitting here like this with his eyes open.
Wow.
Towards the side of the room. And he was like, decides, you know, Michael's gonna sleep with his eyes open. So what everyone did is they all walked out of the room, they set the clocks all forward, and then they slammed the door real hard as they walked out. And so the guy woke up, and he starts beating on the door, like, let me out. And
wow.
And, that's pretty, pretty brilliant, man. I could never sleep in sitting up or in class. We had this roadie one time that he could, you know, we flew to Australia, and he was like, fell asleep, passed out, same position. When he woke up, John's like, hey, Bofunk, we just left. We're taking off. He's like, screw you.
I marvel, and I'm so envious of
those Adam people. Can't sleep, period.
No.
Jimmy can do that. Jimmy could fall asleep with his head in a toilet, inverted.
I admire you, man. I flew a business class one time now on the flight back from our last trip to Australia. I'm never going back.
That's
dude.
Right.
Never.
That's right.
Dude, those, man, it's a difference like night and day. Those seats in business class, you can sleep in them. They bring you first class wine.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. God bless Qantas. I'll say it 20 times. Qantas. Business class.
Hey, Reba.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris is Ashburger's himself.
You bet.
All right. So, look, you should be evaluated because otherwise you might end up in jail,
yes,
okay?
That's right.
They're going to say we're in a boot camp. They said no. Like, it's inhumane to send a person like you're at a boot
listen,
camp.
Listen to me.
What's that?
No, it might be a good thing for you.
Get on your knees. God,
oh, Lord, no.
Okay, Reva, listen to me. As you know, I'm a genius, yes?
Yeah, you awesome.
Okay, I'm awesome. Now listen to me. You're a little bit nutty. A little bit.
No.
Let's just quiet down, Drew.
Quite a little bit.
Call it what you want. Let's just say you're a little bit nutty.
Okay.
And you're a little bit impulsive. And you're the kind of person that, while not a bad person, is probably capable of doing something bad that could get you into trouble, that could put you in prison and affect your life and the life of whoever you did that to for quite a number of years. You don't want to do that. You want to have a good life, right?
Yeah.
All right, so just try to relax a little bit. Listen to the adults. Listen to the experts. Let them do what's best for you.
Go to boot camp.
Do whatever you got to do.
Wow.
And in a few years, you'll be out of the woods.
I'll be watching you.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's time for an Atari song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about
Maybe
that.
Maybe it'll make you feel better.
Yeah, I think it will.
Yeah,
that's all we're going to hear. The Boys of Summer? Mm-hmm. This is guitars. This is off of So Long Astoria, and this is The Boys of Summer.
Your breath can shine in the sun. I see you walking real slow and you're smiling.
Yeah, the Ataris, everybody. Chris and Johnny in the studio tonight. So Long, Astoria, name of the CD. Going to be at the Palladium. Established in what year, Drew?
1940.
That's right. They're going to be there this Friday, by the way. And still some tickets available for that. We are going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to speak to...
Jeremy.
Is it? Oh, Jeremy?
Yeah.
What kind of name is this? Rustin.
We'll get to him later.
Rustin. Yeah. All right. Jeremy has no experience in going down on girls. Wants some pointers.
From the band.
Dude, he's missing out.
We've got rock stars here to talk to him.
Oh, yeah. Well, rock stars don't have any experience going down on girls.
They don't bother.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that. Start sucking, baby, while I go through guitar.
Hey, it's not going to suck itself.
Yeah, it's not going to suck itself. There's video games to be played. There's guitars to be tuned.
They need a video game about going down, and I think maybe, you know... Maybe some people would play a thing or two.
Oh, really? Oh, interesting. Yeah, you know, I saw a guy today. I was walking like down the street. The guy was like in the mall at the Hollywood thing. He was playing ping pong with, you know, against a video game. He actually had a paddle that had a sensor in it.
Wow!
And he was standing about 12 feet from the screen, and there was a little sensor camera on him. And this guy's like a retarded maniac is swinging into the air, you know, and. Just sort of. And by the way, I don't know when it became acceptable to, you know, compete against machines in public and really make an ass of yourself. But somebody has to start, like the guys in the clogs.
Oh, man.
You know, somebody's got to tap the guy on the shoulder and go, hey, listen,
they need to go to Japan and start there. Because the arcade there, there's games like you play drums, you play the guitar. The worst one, and I play this game, where there's a dog leash. And you walk a damn dog, and you're on like a conveyor belt thing, like you're on a treadmill, you know.
Right.
And so like I didn't know how to figure it out, and like I'm the only one there, and I'm just like, okay, just press some buttons, and you can pick the dog you want to walk. So I'm like, I'll start with the intermediate one, like small one, and I pick like. You'll pick big dog. And I'm like, oh, no. So immediately, the treadmill's running real fast. And I'm like running, and I'm pulling the thing, and I'm choking the dog. You see the dog on the screen going, and it like falls over and dies. And
I
have all this guilt, you know? It's weird when
I understand the video games where you're destroying galaxies, but the ones where you're sort of simulating stuff that's in a basement.
Yeah.
You know, like, or just like mundane tasks, like crapping the dog or playing ping pong. Like, really?
It goes back to, when you're shopping for, like, kids' toys or something. They have these really smart toys that appeal to, like, the intellectual adult male or, you know, and some of those are really, I think, are really good, you know, and a lot of them are really good for kids and, like, developing their mental skills and whatnot. But there's just, like, then the kid will go over and he'll be like, I want that. And it's just, like, the stupidest toy. And you're like,
Kids, that's humans.
You know?
We got to go to break.
We do?
Yeah, we do.
I like the video game where they had a virtual tour of the Lari seasoning plant.
Now you're talking.
You get on a treadmill that goes super slow. You're in sense around where they spray the paprika at you.
Nice.
Sweet, huh?
Yeah.
That's exciting. Kids go berserk. Berserk for that. Yes, Drew?
Yes.
All right. Yes?
Yes.
All right. We'll be back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline, Madam. That's Dr. Drew. Loveline, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Adrian from No Doubt and Miss Bow Wow Wow's in here tomorrow night. What's her name, Drew?
Annabella. I think that's right.
Yeah, I think it's Annabella. Tomorrow night. She was on the show when she was like 9, right?
Like 14.
And you were 17?
I was 24, yeah.
Yeah, that's good times. And then Tenacious D, Jack Black, and Kyle are going to be in here on Thursday. The Ataris in here tonight, Johnny and Chris. And it's back to the phones we go. Got to speak to young Jeremy, who's 18. Jeremy?
Hey, Adam. Dr.
Hey, Jill. What's happening?
The Ataris. You guys.
Hello.
You guys kick Gluteus Maximus.
Thank you, thanks.
Am I allowed to say ask the radio?
Nah. Yeah, you can.
All right. Okay, thanks. All right. Big fan, long-time listener. My question. Well, can I ask one other question for my personal
No.
question?
Come on. Let's go.
Yes.
Here we go. Go.
Here we go. Let's go.
Okay. All right. My girlfriend, she kind of wants me to, like, you know, go down on her. She hasn't exactly said it herself, but I know that she wants me to because, you know, we've kind of hinted around it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I really have no experience down there whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of nervous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
First question, does she go down on you?
No.
No?
She doesn't.
No. The only thing she has really said to me is that she wants to get more intimate. The only thing we've really done is made out.
Well, that could mean anything.
Yeah, how long have you been together?
I'd say about 2.5 years.
Ooh. Really? God bless you. Yeah. 2.5 years, dodge that bullet. Not easy to do.
It's time to get to work.
Yeah.
I suspect she's talking about...
Tea time's over, ladies.
I bet she's talking about sex.
She's talking about sex.
I think... Has she ever had sex with anyone before?
No.
No, so I don't think that she's going to immediately jump to you going down on her. Yeah. I imagine she's probably pretty self-conscious about everything as it is. I think if you go down there right now, you're probably going to freak her out, dude. I think you're definitely right.
Well, and me. Okay, but listen, are you guys religious?
Yeah, she is. My parents go to church, but I don't know. I kind of am, not really.
All right, but has she been the reason you haven't had sex for two and a half years?
No, not at all. No.
What's the reason?
No, it's not. No, not at all.
What is the reason?
I don't really know.
Just maybe abstinence, or
you're just freaked out?
A Mormon?
No. It's not.
No, the Mormons have sex.
It's not really.
So you don't have any specific value in being a virgin. You just haven't wanted to have sex.
Yeah, I guess not. I don't know.
Are you a Mormon?
No.
Okay, hold on.
I would check. Do some blood work on this guy.
Well, how old is your girlfriend?
Hold on a second. Yeah. We put Jeremy on hold so we can talk about him behind his wimpy back. But Drew is a man of exquisite passion. And you don't let the glasses and button-down collar fool you. When that thing comes off, it's all man. All man. Underneath those loafers and those Dockers, he is all man. And he cannot understand how an 18-year-old is not all over his 18-year-old girlfriend.
No, man, I hear you.
And now some guys just dance to the beat of a different drummer.
You're absolutely right, but I'd still
possibly a gay one.
I would still check his blood levels of thyroid and prolactin.
Really?
And, yeah,
right.
I would check things
Jeremy?
Out.
Jeremy?
Yeah.
How old's your gal there?
16.
Ooh.
And how old is he again?
18.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Ooh, what's that?
How long have
you been? I'm going to smell a little inappropriate touching or something when he was something scared him.
Something scared him?
Then he
with
goes
her
for the,
or himself?
No, himself as a kid.
Oh, really?
So then he goes for the young one.
Huh? Yeah. Jeremy?
Yeah.
Anybody ever touch you in an inappropriate way when you were young?
Nope.
All right.
Nothing like that.
You have one of those wacky nationalities we need to know about?
No. All American.
All right, because that factors in, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of wacky cultures happen.
How long have you guys dated for?
2.5 years.
Oh, 2.5 years.
All right. Sorry. Listen, don't worry about it. Just talk with her about what it is she's comfortable doing and just jump on in. You'll be fine. You'll
and
be fine,
by the way, was she 13 and change when you met her?
That's, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right. She's 16. I should be telling him to jump
on. No,
she's 13 and change, and he's 16 when they meet.
No,
that's,
she was like 14. That's
still like 14 is 13 and change. you see what I'm saying?
That's why I was getting going for the young.
And you were 16.
Yeah.
That's marginally creepy there.
It is.
It is. When you're 16, you got your driver's license. And
two
when you're 13 and
eighth
change,
grade.
You're a teeny bopper.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, hey, chica.
We got a break.
Oh, yeah, we got a break. The Taris are here. All right, well, let's take a break. Let's regroup. We'll be back.
Like, what just happened? My kids are it's all kids there. It's always like my Zoom. My Z.
Come on, man.
Zoom, Zoom, Z. Can I just do one of the roles? I'm doing both?
Yeah, you're that good.
All right.
Or I don't care that much. It's one of the two. Chris and Johnny here tonight from the Ataris. So Long Astoria, name of the CD. Thank you. We'll hear something else off of that CD in the 11 o'clock hour. You know what I was thinking about as I was bedding down for my nap this evening, Drew?
No, tell me. Please.
I was lying on my sofa and I thought, thank holy Christ, we moved from that dump known as Westwood One. Remember what an S-box
yes.
that place was?
Yeah.
And remember we went through the whole construction thing over there and the Bataan Death March, walking through that construction area with chicken bones and rat droppings and everything. Remember what a dump and a dive that joint was and how much better this place is?
Yes.
And then I thought, I still hate them over there, I thought to myself. And then I had this thought. Yeah. They have our chairs.
Ugh.
They have our leather chairs.
We should have them.
We're going to get them.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hell yes, we're going to get them. You're goddamn right we're going to get them. We got to get those leather
chairs.
Do you
want them here or just take them home?
Hell no. I'm taking them home.
Yeah, yeah.
We did. We were over at Westwood 1, or we prefer to call it Westwood 2 or Westwood None because it's a dump. It's a dive.
We were
it's
there.
An asshole. Yeah. You hate that place. It sucks. And we had these chairs that we tried to get a set of chairs in the studio for about 4 years. Eventually, some listener in like Minnesota
or Illinois
piped up and sent us out some nice leather chairs.
Like $1,000 chairs.
Right.
Really nice chairs.
Then we moved over here and we left them behind.
Ooh.
So here the thing is, here's my chair thing. I will either take them home or I will burn them in a ceremonial ritual in the parking lot, but I will not let them stay at that effing dump.
We need to get like a truck or something moving.
Whatever it is. I really don't care if they're destroyed, just as long as they're not used by that asshole, that cheap bastards over at Westwood Nunn. What a crap box that place was. Remember that?
Mm.
Oh, remember the hacky carpentry that mocked me as I walked through its halls? Somebody built that place, and I know the guy. It's that old. It's a white guy, and he's in his 60s, and he thinks he knows, and he doesn't, and he's a hack. Horrible carpentry. Horrible, wretched carpentry going on in there, Drew.
The door jams bothered you the most.
Oh!
Yeah.
Can't even. Oh! So it's painful to be surrounded by that much ugliness and that kind of shoddy craftsmanship. Oh, I hate that place. I'm having a withdrawal thinking about it, but we need our chairs.
Yes.
And we need them. And Anderson, are our chairs still there?
Yeah, we use them every night. It's the only good thing left in this place.
Oh, these guys use them.
Sorry. Right. No.
Come on.
No.
Brian's going to quit if you take them. He said.
I'm sorry. I'll give
him a phone. Tomorrow?
I'll give him a phone book.
I'll let you use mine until you guys are out of there, too.
When are you guys going
to
be
out of
there?
Well, when we move to Hollywood and Highland, remember that?
Well,
that's tomorrow, right?
That's never ever gonna happen.
Oh, no.
All right, so we're gonna need those chairs because I fear that other people are sitting on them during the day.
And that's intolerable for you.
That's intolerable. All right, Drew. So mental note: get chairs. Yes.
Mental note.
All right,
made.
Erica.
Yeah.
You're 28.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I basically had a question for Dr. Drew. I just started reading his book, Cracked.
Yeah.
And, I just wondered, first of all, if you think that it's possible for somebody who's been using heroin for 11 years, and I've been through detox, I've been through treatment, you know, I can't even count how many times. But right now I have a job, believe it or not, and I want to stop so bad, but every day it's like the same thing, you know. I'm going to quit tomorrow.
Well, what has kept you from getting sober when you have been abstinent? Do you get with the program?
Yeah, with NA.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've gone and to
what,
meetings.
And what happens when you relapse? What are the circumstances?
To be honest with you, it's
what's with
normal.
The what's with the crazy Comanche yell? What is that?
Oh, I don't know. I was just like, I have
Comanche
so many
yell.
Questions to ask.
Oh, right, I see. Right. You're exasperated.
It's excited.
Yeah, I really am. I was going to ask Drew if he would be my sponsor.
Yeah, sure.
Wow!
He'll be your silent sponsor.
You need a female.
You can never call him.
You need a female, and you need her there all the time.
Why female?
Because
that's what I want to know. Why female?
Because other things can enter into a male female interaction.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's just not okay. It's not there are things about that not okay.
Really?
Does this
work for all the drugs?
Yeah, you don't. It's got to be the same sex.
Yeah, you never hear that underlined.
Oh no, same sex.
Oh no. All right.
But
even
Erica,
CA has some hot chicks in CA.
Same.
Especially CA has got hot chicks. I go to the West LA meeting every Friday.
13 to Chris.
I just cruise.
Erica, here's the deal.
Vulnerable.
You got to get it.
Skinny and vulnerable.
So tell me what the circumstances are around your relapses. Why don't you get with the program?
I do some producing, baby.
What's your detox?
Some producing. Why? Are you interested?
I can't hear, but I can only.
Oh, sorry.
What happens when you've been relapsing? Why don't you stay with the program?
Let me think. Well, most of the time it was because I was getting clean or going to treatment for my mom or for, you know, so that I didn't go to jail or, you know.
But you didn't want to do it yourself.
That's the thing.
It was a half-ass thing. I did want to do it, but not. It wasn't like gut-wrenching.
Yeah, you can't get sober for your mom or your teacher or your dad. You got to do it for me. Adam Carolla. You understand? Okay. That's the only time it's important.
All right.
Erica, do it for me.
Here's the deal. What about just going back to treatment now that you're ready?
Well, I would love to go back to treatment now that I'm ready, but the thing is, I went to, there's like two treatment centers in Austin. I went to one the other day, and the guy who's in charge of intake says, you know, Erica, you've been here, you're treatment savvy, you know what you need to do, blah, 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 just go do it. And my whole thing is, you know, just 28 days or however long the program is, just the time away from all of the people and, you know.
That's like the hardest part, I believe, of any addiction is getting away from all those people and
maybe,
all those bad elements.
Maybe just 7 days inpatient, finish detox, go to sober living for 3 months, get entrenched in your program. You can go to work from sober living, get going. Just do it. Just do it. You're ready now, Erica. Come on.
Let's go, baby.
You're ready.
Yeah. I mean,
And listen, your spiritual emptiness is palpable, right?
I can't even express to you how depressed I have become. Before,
I understand,
it was like
I wasn't
depressed even shooting dope every day. It was okay. And now,
hey, Erica, where do you work? Or what do you, what do you do for a living,
that?
Baby?
What is that keeps happening?
I don't know.
We're wondering.
Yeah. I think.
What do you do for a living?
Yeah.
I work for a.
What?
Make that stop.
I wish I could, yeah.
I work for a market research company.
All right.
It's really cool. I do.
You don't answer phones, do you?
No. Have you guys heard of, focus groups?
Yes. We know what focus groups are. They're the ones that.
Yeah.
The program director had me quit talking so much.
do you have like a dissociative disorder, Erica, where you kind of phase out and do things you don't know what you're doing?
I've never been diagnosed with that.
Okay.
You were. Was?
I never.
I think Anna's just screwing with us.
Oh, I see. You're ready to rock now, baby. Yes. This is time. It's time.
It's time, right?
All right, good. Do what Drew tells you what to do. Yes.
7 days inpatient, 3 months sober living.
That's
just
right.
Get going. It's time. To doing it on your own, you know it's half-assed. You're welcome to try. You can cold turkey it. Maybe you'll find a doctor that can detox you as an outpatient. I don't do it because it doesn't work. You know the program, as they told you. Your program's savvy. Mm-hmm. Go to NA, get a sponsor, start doing the work.
Try to find some friends outside of that circle of
12-step community.
Yeah. Within the 12-step program. I'm sure you can find some people that would help you out.
Speaking of cold turkey, it's getting close for getting time for me to get my cranberry recipe out pretty soon. Yeah. So, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up. I won't get to it yet, but soon, yes?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving's coming up. Ooh.
Yeah, with the cold weather.
Nice.
It's like coming out of some concentration camp or something. It's too much. It's overstimulating.
The pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie and cold weather. Too much.
That's nice.
Too much.
I had a monster sized piece at Jimmy's on Sunday. Jimmy goes to the Price Club and buys, you know, he buys like pumpkin pie size of a wagon wheel.
Nice.
But even the produce had a tomato that he was rolling in. Took two guys to roll it.
Wheelbarrow.
Rolled it up a ramp. Yeah, I was like loading. It's like putting old-time kegs up onto a truck. You know, back in the Al Capone days. We're like running rum. But, everything's massive. So here's my whole thing with pie. I carve up a quarter-size slice of pie. Now, if the pie's the size of your fist, I get a quarter of the pie. If it's the size of a manhole cover, it's a quarter of the pie. That's how I work. It's a percentage thing. I'm like an agent. I get my percentage. That's it. It doesn't matter what you're making. That's my thing. You see? Yeah. I ate a huge piece of pie and then went nuts with the whipped cream. I'm getting ready for Thanksgiving this year. I'm going to start training. Are we starting with the pumpkin pie? I'm going to start dovetailing into the turkey and stuffing. Oh, this is going to be good.
That's what we're excited about, because the weather changed.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Day before Halloween, I couldn't even imagine Halloween was coming.
Oh, now the Thanksgiving. Anyway, here's what I'm saying. Make the fresh cranberry sauce. Don't open the can. You hillbillies out there with your can openers. How dare you? My family tries to pull this crap off, too. They open the can. It gets all gelatinized. Got the shape of the can.
Oh,
then they hack it up like retards. Please, folks. Make the fresh cranberries. It's very easy. I'm just laying the groundwork because I'm going to be giving the recipe out in a few weeks. Okay?
Speaking of food.
Yeah.
I talked to your wife today. We're going out to dinner on Saturday night at your restaurant.
That's what she thinks.
Yeah.
That's what you think.
What do you mean?
It's a big fight night Saturday night.
What?
Saturday night.
Take us to dinner.
No.
Your restaurant.
First off, we got to go to your Belinda.
That's the point. I want to do something after that.
Who knows if we're going to make it back that day? Because we got to sign the crappy calendar out in goddamn your Belinda. Like, I couldn't figure out a place that was far enough away from my house. Each year, a crack team at the K-Rock calendar department sit around, and they sit in a war room, and they have a whole mock-up of the San Fernando Valley and the greater Los Angeles area, and there's a big red diamond where my house is, and a guy with a pointer stick goes, "Now, Corolla lives here." Now, last year, we had it in El Cajon or Bum F or something like that. Took Corolla an hour and 45 minutes to get there. We'd like to go farther. Be creative, people. And then someone raises their hand and says, what if he's at work? What if he's not leaving his home? Interesting plan, Connie, a contingency plan. All right, now where's he work? And there's another big diamond there. We're going to need a place that's equally far from his work. And not only Corolla, all the K-Rock jocks. It's important that they get in their car and schlep their miserable asses on a Saturday halfway to hell and back.
Oh, I feel the same way.
And then someone raised their hand and said, "How about your Belinda?" And someone said, "What?
Where?
I've never heard of your Belinda." And the person said, "Exactly. Bingo."
Created this town just for the event.
Is it in California? Barely. It's on the Canadian border. Yeah, we'll all go out to your Belinda to sign calendars.
You should just go back to Eagle Rock.
Yeah, at least Eagle Rock's only 20 minutes away. Your Belinda's got to be a good hour and a half. Oh, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. Yeah. All right, and let me just say one more time, and I know I sound like a pompous ass when I say this, but everyone's like, "Well, that's all the fans are out there." If they're such big fans, let them gas up their cars and head out to where we are. Is that it? What do you guys do? You play the Palladium or you go over to the guy's house?
Yeah, that's right. They want us to go to their house.
No, let me tell you, the Ataris, they're at the Palladium Friday night. They're in the middle of town. And if you live in your Belinda and you want to see the Ataris, you drive out to Hollywood. Like a fan would do.
Well, see, that's the logic sometimes. But believe it or not, you know, like we talked about this last time. Some fans like have this whole like, "Hey, man, why aren't you guys coming back? Or when are you coming back to,
your Belinda?"
Yeah, exactly. Like, they'll just pick some they'll be like, random city in Iowa or something. It's like,
yeah.
No, I mean,
they have to come
to the next big city near us see us. You know?
That's right, because like, you're the celebrity.
No, because
you.
You don't want to do, you want to do 20 dates in comparison to 50, you know?
Whose puss is on that calendar, Drew? Ours or the Yorbalindians?
Lindites.
Yeah. The Lindites or us?
Yes.
Drew, we make carpool.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Why
I don't
not?
Know what I imagine Yorbalindas in the direction of the sun. Like, I believe you go up to get to Yorbalinda. Where is Yorbalinda?
Wherever I have to go. Your house couldn't be far out of the way. You know what I mean? Like, as a percentage of the distance I'm going to have to travel, I might as well, wherever I am, come up
and get
you.
Yeah, right, because it'll be, the 20 minutes it takes you to get to my house will be a 100th of the traveling time takes to get to your Belinda.
What is it, at a flea market?
I don't even know what goes on in your Belinda.
Best Buy.
Best Buy.
We're going to talk to the manager.
There's
again.
No Best Buy in Sherman Oaks or Hollywood or anywhere. It's all.
So we're going to dinner afterwards. You're taking me and my wife for the
No.
Yes.
No.
What time is the fight?
Fight's probably 8 o'clock, 8:30, right, something like that.
I mean, take us to dinner beforehand.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Finish your stupid calendar.
It's 6. We're not going to be home
until 8 o'clock.
Dinner at 7.
And we're going to have to stop and gas up three times on the way home, too, because my tank only holds 19 gallons.
You're taking your wife anyway. Right. At your restaurant. Come on.
I want to watch a fight. And you know what my wife said? I said, boys' night out. We're going to watch a fight. And she said, Drew could do that. And I said, nah. He can't do that. And she said, why? Why Drew can't go watch
everybody? He has a family, and he takes care of his family.
He can't do that. His wife's not. Whoopsh. That's all I did. Brianna? Or Brianne?
Hey.
What's your name?
Brianne. Yeah.
What's up? You're 15.
Yep.
You ever heard of Your Belinda?
Is it in the South area somewhere?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it might be.
South of Mercury or the Sun.
Yeah.
Not really.
Okay, what's going on?
Go ahead, baby doll.
My boyfriend likes to go down on me, I guess, only after, like, I've been to, like, basketball practice where I've been, like, running or something. He says he likes it. I don't know. Is it weird or...
Is it maybe that's the only chance he has to do that? And it just so happens it's after you're running or at practice?
No.
He seeks that out. He seeks that out.
How Maybe he's just trying to toughen himself up, like some guys do push-ups on their knuckles.
How old is he?
You know what I mean?
16.
Wow.
Do you like him to do this to you?
Well, I don't dislike it, but it's just a little weird. And I don't know if I'd be, like, selfish to tell him to stop.
No, you would not be selfish to tell him to stop.
Okay.
And, wow, that voice.
Yeah. Should we do a little gambling on Brand?
I don't get the
Brand?
Feeling, though. I don't get the feeling.
Huh?
You have such a little voice, and usually that means victim.
I've heard you guys say that, but... Mm-hmm. And I know you say that there's always something underneath, but I really haven't gone through anything.
I believe her.
We just hear it in the voice, but not in the words.
In the feeling.
Or the feeling.
The affect, yeah.
All right, everything's good
with
you.
Are you a tiny little person?
I'm about 5'6". I guess. No, not really, no.
Well, 5'6", what? How much do you weigh?
About 120.
Well, that's pretty slender.
Yeah,
I guess.
All right. And you have sex with your boyfriend?
No.
No?
No.
Just
you know
cleans
what?
You up
this,
after
this
practice.
Is, you know what this is? This is a little voice. Doesn't sound like a little girl. Close your eyes. It's just a little voice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to close my eyes. I'll start beating off.
Yeah.
Remember that time?
I know. It was awful.
That was a disaster.
You wouldn't clean up either. It was disgusting.
Well, I mean, if you're going to tell me to close my eyes and just start listening to that little girl voice in the basketball practice,
for Christ's sake.
What are you going to do? I told him to put one of those transmission drip pans down
I know. I was looking for those paint roller trays, you know, you put for the rolling paint.
That's not enough. I got
know.
More range than that.
I know.
I got more range.
You're telling me?
All right, Bran. Look, here's the deal. If your boyfriend's into that, God bless him. But if
you
don't feel
with
uncomfortable,
this,
you
you're 15.
Say so.
Yeah, come on.
I don't feel comfortable.
By the way, where's this? This kid's 16. Where's he go from here?
Yeah.
I mean, picture this guy's. You know, he's 41. He's been driving a truck for a while. Like, what's he into now?
Man,
let's move the clock forward.
Weird visuals. We're always going to these truck stop bathrooms, and the smell in the bathroom is so violently wrong. Like, you're going to you want to smell America? Go into a pilot restroom or Flying J travel stop in some truck stop in the middle of Kansas. It smells like some guy has just drank big jugs of coffee and Mountain Dew and did nothing but eat steak.
Sidebar here,
it's terrible.
These are car guys. They've been seasoned a little bit. They're like sort of traumatized.
They've been on the road.
What's been happening with them? They were these nice young guys. They got
when you've loved and
what
lost.
Happened?
Whoa, man, a year on the road.
Well, the thing is I know, the thing about, when you see movies, truckers are fat guys with beards and funny rebel hats. In real life, they're scary guys. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, they're not, in the movies, doesn't recognize the difference between a trucker and a lumberjack. It's like, you wear a down vest and a cap, you got a big gut on you and a beard, and you're sort of a sturdy guy. Right. In real life, truckers are frightening. Yeah. There's super like heroin skinny, and then there's like morbidly obese and weird. They're, you know, big circles under the eyes from driving too long and picking at themselves. And
that's 80% of America right there.
Yeah. America's horribly ugly.
You guys have gotten jaded.
We got
to move. Well, look, describing America.
You know, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what.
Ugly, sick, scary.
I want to do this with the Ataris.
I'm in love with your fans.
I want to leave this country. I want to move. I want to move to Yorba Linda.
Yeah.
I want to leave the country.
Oh, it must be utopia just invented for a calendar sign.
Do we have to get shots to go to Yorba Linda? Do we need a passport?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to get some shots.
Yeah,
you can administer those?
I'll bring them in, yeah.
All right. And what's the time difference?
Oh, 3 hours later.
3 hours.
Yeah. Earlier.
Oh, earlier. Yeah. So we're going to have to leave earlier then, right?
Yeah,
set my clock back for Yorba Linda.
Yeah.
All right. Let's really, Drew, I'm going to go look at the map back here, and I'm going to clutch my heart and groin simultaneously when I find out where Yorba Linda is. All right, the Ataris here, everybody. We're and don't get me wrong, I love the kids.
We'll hear a song.
Oh, yeah, we're going to hear a song from the Ataris after this. Buddy, it's Loveline.
Adam, you've ruined the Ataris.
That's right.
You ruined them. They were nice kids. They were paying attention to their fans.
No,
it's because of you.
Well, listen, look, if you're going to be in a big rock band, you got to act like it.
You might have given that. Yeah.
People are cool with that. They like that. Nothing wrong with that. I had to give Drew that speech in many a airport over the years. The Ataris are here.
That's true.
What?
They're missing. I talk to people in the airport.
Oh,
and
really?
Adam would say, "Just hey, beat it."
No,
and then yell at me.
I get that all the time. I feel like I have to talk. I want to talk to everybody. Yeah. Like I try to be totally humble, but then there was occasionally a couple really freaky people. Like there was some guy that got my phone number and he called me. He's like, "Hey, Chris, this is Josh." And I'm like,
"It ruins it for everybody."
Josh, who? Let's see. No, I don't. Josh. No, I don't know Josh. And he's like, "I got your number in this wall at the studio you were at." And I'm like, and he did. That's the thing. He was at the studio visiting. And I'm like, "Don't you think that's a little bit freaking weird that you're calling me? I mean, you don't know me. You might know of me or you might think you know me, but it's just like it kind of ruins it for like you know the other you know four kind of
it highlights the core problem in our society, which is no boundaries.
Exactly.
Nobody has boundaries.
Well, and here's always my policy, and I wish it was Drew's, although maybe it's fast becoming that. It should be everyone's, which is you treat everyone initially the same and well, but once they F up a crack or two, you're gone. Then you cut you just cut your losses and you're gone.
Yeah.
Quick, because that's what people do. They'll go, "Oh, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan," and then you'll go, "All right." And they'll go, "What's your name again?" Yeah, name's Adam. Big fan. Although your show is kind of chauvinistic, and then you just go, "Okay, I'm gone. Now I'm gone."
Yeah,
that's all you need to do.
Yeah, you're right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Give them a chance. Be fair. If people want to be nice, fine. But if they're not, pow.
Well, but you don't like anybody like interfering with anything when you're at the public place. You know what I mean? You don't like to talk to people in the airport.
Oh, please. I say hi to everyone all day.
I love talking to you.
Why are you yelling at me? You
follow me to a bathroom.
I yell at you because you're holding me up. And I'm secretly jealous. Why, Drew?
Truth
Why not
out.
Me? Love me.
Yeah, it's just like me. I get pushed out of the way for
That's
for
right.
Him. Hey, the other night I got it, though, for the first time. I was really stoked. Like, this guy goes, he's like, "Hey, man," because we're doing a meet and greet. And he goes, "Oh, they just left. I want them to sign this." And I'm like, "Oh, I'll sign." He goes, "Oh, that's all right, man. Weren't you in your last band?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's my band, Vendetta Red, man. We were pretty good, right?" And he's like, "Yeah, you guys are from Seattle, right?" I'm like, "Yeah, a lot of good bands come out of Seattle, man." It was awesome. And I'm like, "Yeah, that was pretty cool, you know?" It's like,
that always happens to me constantly.
I know, that's funny.
They'll be like, "Oh, there's the guitar player." And the kid next to him will be like, "No, it's not." I'm like, "Were you guys just watching the show?" "Yeah, you weren't up there."
That's funny.
People,
amazes me.
Fame's fickle, yes, Drew?
Yeah, whatever.
All right. True sport.
It's a bunch of crap looking at the singer all the time.
Let's keep a rolling here and speak to Lynn, who's, Drew, socked the mic two times in under a minute. Lynn is 23. Lynn?
Hello.
I thought you missed the first time. I wanted to get it on the second.
Now, I don't miss anything ever.
It's true.
I only miss the good things you do.
Oh, yeah.
When you do bad stuff,
oh, yes.
It all goes down.
Oh, yes.
Lynn, go ahead.
Hello? Yes, I'm calling to find out if it's normal for a man to have an areola and not a what I would call a normal size nipple.
That can happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it can happen.
That's true. It's two saucers and not so much as a bump in the middle.
And that's normal.
He's an idiot.
Yes, that can happen.
I got to suck him to get him out.
What would your fantasy be? Oh.
I like a little nipple play. I have sensitive nipples.
Do you men like your nipples sucked?
It grosses her out when I say I have sensitive nipples.
Do you men like your nipples sucked?
Adam sure does.
No. I'll tell you what we like, I think we like the idea of having our nipples sucked early in a relationship.
Okay.
Like, if you're with a girl and you're on your third date and you guys are making out pretty good and all of a sudden the shirt's loosening up and she's giving you a little nipple work, you're thinking, oh, this is a good sign. This is a good sign. And that's in that regard, we like our nipples sucked. But if you're in year eight, you don't want any nipple sucking, right?
No, unless
nipples attach to your dork. And even then, it can be distracting.
Yeah.
Sure, yes?
Right,
wouldn't it be great? That'd be great to put a nipple on your penis and be like, hey, baby, how about a little nipple action? And she's like, oh, come on, it's just a nipple. And then it's on you. And you have her on a technicality. You have her beat, right, Drew?
Beat.
Okay, so this leads me to my next question.
Yeah.
What is the normal amount of time a couple should be having sex? How often?
How often?
Yeah.
Depends on the age and what stage in the relationship they're in.
Where are you at? How long have you been together?
About a year and a half.
That might be like two times a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
How old is he?
He's 38.
He's older.
He's a little older. Yeah.
Does that make a difference?
Yeah, they could slow him down a bit.
What's up? You sound like a newborn, Lynn.
Yeah.
You're very naive sounding. What's up?
No, I guess I'm just trying to justify why we don't have sex two times a week.
How often do you have it?
Maybe once or twice every 2 weeks.
It can be something.
Does he work a lot?
I'm sorry?
Does he work a lot?
No, actually, we both are not working. We just took a trip across country, so...
Uh-huh. How did you support yourselves?
Savings.
She had sex with truckers.
She was sucking nipples.
Not a trick question.
Lizards.
Yeah, what do you do? What?
Savings.
Are you like, are you independently wealthy or something?
No. But
my
boyfriend and I had left our positions around the same time and decided to take a trip across country. We just haven't gone back to work, and it's been about a year.
How long? A year?
Well, hold on, by the way.
The position was
hostess at TGI Fridays is not really a position that you leave. That's
right.
That's a gig that you quit.
That's right. It's not CEO of a Fortune 500.
We relinquished our positions. quite a handsome severance package. What did you leave? What job did you leave?
I left a position in the workers' comp insurance field.
You were the door greeter at Walmart?
That's right.
Hi, welcome to Walmart. Here's your card.
All right, but listen, also, let me say this to Drew, who does not understand this, which is many people and all the guys I grew up with and almost everyone I knew from age zero to age, like, 33. Mm-hmm. You worked, made enough. If you saved up $2,200, you quit.
Yeah.
And then spent that $2,200 doing whatever.
Then you
find another
job.
Went back to work again. Yeah, this is...
That's hard to understand. But
well, it's what you do at 23. He's 38.
He shouldn't be doing that.
All right, whatever.
He should not be doing that?
Well, 38. He's 38. He should probably be focusing a little bit more on securing the future.
Sure. But I don't think his future maybe has the outcome of maybe what you would say a normal future would.
Why? What are you telling us about him?
Marriage and children and...
How come?
I don't know. That would be a question for him.
So he's not interested. What is he?
He doesn't want to get married or have any kids,
or have sex.
What does he want to do?
It's not. He would never sit there and say, "I don't want to have children" or "don't want to get married." But he says that it wouldn't affect him either way.
If he didn't,
right?
What's he coming off of? He's 38. Was he divorced or
Loser.
Something?
No, he's Loser. Never been married. He has no children. He is. The baby of four boys. I don't know.
How long you guys been together for?
About a year and a half.
Oh. Is he just kind of a loser?
No, he's a wonderful man.
No, I mean, if anybody else were to evaluate him except you.
What did he do? What was his job when he had one?
He was in the computer software industry.
Uh-oh, spaz, yeah.
Splozer.
Super nerd. Okay, hey, Lynn?
Yeah?
His nipples are fine.
Okay.
If you want sex just a little more often, you can work that out with him.
Yeah.
You can tell him.
Oh, yeah. He's open to that. I just
all right.
think.
And just keep in mind, too, you don't have to subjugate your needs for his. If you want kids and you want marriage or something, you can pipe up and say that.
Right.
I do.
Okay.
But
all
I,
right.
I...
Then quiet. We got to hear something from the Atari.
Yes, about that.
Yeah? How about that?
Yeah.
All right.
Please.
This is off of a So Long Astoria, and this is the saddest song.
Remember waiting for you to come. Remember waiting for you to come. Remember waiting there to find nothing at all. I remember waiting for you to come. Remember waiting for you to come. Waiting there to find nothing. Not just from letters read to you. I pray I get the chance to make it up to you. We've got a lot of catching up to do. So I pretend I'm doing all I can and hope someday you'll find it. I remember waiting for you to come. Remember waiting for you to come. Remember waiting there to find nothing at all. I remember waiting for you to come. Remember waiting for you to come. Waiting there to find nothing.
They're going to be at the Palladium this Friday. We should. What time are you guys going on Friday? think.
Played in probably some early time slot, I would
imagine.
Like
what time? Like 6?
8-ish?
8-ish. We should be leaving for Yorba Linda about then.
Well, we should be leaving more about
6:30.
About 6:30.
All right. Yeah,
because you figure...
We got to be there by 1 in the afternoon.
We
got to
be there by noon the next day. We got to figure... Time change, 3-hour time difference in Yorba Linda. We have to get new tires at about the 1:30. I have brand new skins all the way around.
Right now.
Yeah, but they're only they have a B rating on the tread wear. Okay. They're a little softer compound for the performance.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to replace that.
We need to swap out those tires somewhere at about the halfway point.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and put the auxiliary fuel tank on the car.
Great. Good. No, the weight won't matter?
It's going to hurt the mileage a little bit. We still, if we average 90 miles an hour, we should be able to go ahead and just refuel 2 or 3 times before we get out there. We'll need some lodging.
Yeah.
Really? Pretty usual stuff.
You're
trail
stop?
Mix, compass, the whole thing.
Yeah, water.
Yeah. Or we'll drive in shifts. I'll just recline the seat
of course.
And sleep. All right.
You want to take 3 days to get there? What's the matter with you?
You're right. You're right.
We got to get there.
Okay, good. I'm going to bring the radar detector and the CB. Okay?
Yeah.
It's going to be like a, the gumball rally. So it's like smoking the bandit. Yeah. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a guy in a Trans Am running interference for us, okay? All right? All right. So, so if we leave, we should leave just before sundown on Friday. We should be rolling up about 1 o'clock. Your Belinden time, though, right?
Hey, Robert, you had a question?
No.
Yeah, I was wondering when you guys were going to be down in Yorba Linda.
Well, it depends on
Like
there.
I said, we leave Friday night about 5. We should be crossing the border if we don't have any problems at the border. And I've heard of problems at the Yorba Lindian border. People trying to sneak in all the time, trying to sneak out. Big drug traffic. A lot of drug traffic goes through the Yorba Linda border. But we should
Yorba
be crossing
corridor.
Into the Yorba Linda corridor probably about 9 a.m. Yorba Linden time. And then, again, it's going to take another 3-4 hours to get to the center of Yorba Linda where the Best Buy is.
We're going to the Best Buy, yeah.
Right.
Don't forget about customs. You got to worry about customs, too.
Oh, yeah, there's the pass down.
Oh, my
the
God.
Customs. Again, the shots, the passports.
Oh, they're going to want to put an endoscope into both those gas tanks.
Ever since 9/11, they beefed the security through the roof.
You guys aren't carrying any fruit with you either.
Just water, bread, crackers.
Yeah. Cool. We should leave late Thursday. We should leave after the show Thursday.
All right.
That's a safe. Let's just play it safe. All right, we'll take a quick... Let's leave now. We got to get to Yorba Linda now. Seriously, bro, we should go.
It makes me feel nervous that we're waiting until Thursday, but yeah, you're right.
All right, let's play safe and leave now. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Tomorrow night we have Annabella from Bow Wow Wow. Or is it Annabelle?
Annabella, I'm pretty sure.
Annabelle. And Adrian from band's he from again?
No Doubt.
Oh yeah, No Doubt. That's right. I put a fox on that band many years ago. Remember, Drew? It all worked out.
What are you talking about?
From No Doubt, they're going to be in here tomorrow night, and then Tenacious D is going to be in here. Jack Black and Kyle, and then Triumph, the Insult Dog, Wonder Dog, great, very funny. It's going to be in here. Drew had no idea who Triumph was.
Nice.
Linkin Park, Cypress Hill, and Papa Roach all next week.
It's big, right. And Ann's been working hard.
Yeah,
big 2 weeks.
These are good guests, and Triumph, very funny. What's his name? Robert Smigel, very funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, time for Germany or Florida.
All right, Jason.
Hey now.
You're 15.
I am.
It's time to play.
Anderson.
Germany and Florida.
Okay. Germany or Florida.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Jason.
All right. So in either Germany or Florida, he started as a teenager until the age of 36. Rubbed one out into a jar bottle, and when he finally got recognized for it, I guess by a couple of his friends, story got around. Turns out it was the equivalent of a 2-liter soda bottle.
And it was filled with spunk.
Oh, yes. 100%.
Wait a minute.
Oh, 100%. Man, that's disgusting.
From what age to what age?
They say from about 14. He thinks from about 14 to around like 36, I think.
22 years of doing that, and he only got a 2-liter bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam would have put like one of those big wine kegs.
I've done that in a long weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The St. Bernard with the...
No. The medieval, you know, one of those giant kegs that's on the wall.
Wow.
That's right. Yeah. Let there be merriment, I would say, as I tapped it.
With a big wooden mallet.
With a big tap, yeah. Let the festival begin! Kids festival! People bringing big pewter mugs up to... Like soft swirl
laughing,
coming out of there.
Screaming.
All right.
Man, you just,
I'm
those
going
guys
are,
Germany.
I'm going Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are going to Germany?
Yeah.
All right. You're damn right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, see, now that was one that could have been Germany or Florida.
No, Germany.
Yeah.
No, they do weird and masturbatory.
No. We all thought Germany.
Scheiße. Yeah.
That's my point. But here's what I'm saying. Once in a while you hear something where there's something that gives it away, or there's a telltale sign, or they say dollars instead of Deutschmarks or whatever.
This didn't have any clues.
This no clues, just felt like the kind of thing.
Except here's what we know. Here we're going with the odds. The Germans have tons of energy with sort of oblique sexual activities.
Yes.
Floridians tend to be a little lazier.
Plus, someone from Florida would have needed that 2-liter Pepsi bottle for something
5 cents.
Right.
Yeah, there's a redemption value, 3 to 5 cents. This is the way they would transport water from the well. You know what I mean? You don't just use one of those willy-nilly over
for
there.
For some reason, my brain just went to Florida to sharks. Did you see that story about the surfer? They got her
girl
bitten off.
Yeah.
13-year-old. Isn't that incredible? Her dad hauled her in and put a tourniquet on to save her life.
Florida, though, right?
Yeah, of course.
But here's
Hawaii.
The thing.
Oh. It was Hawaii, yeah.
Yes. But, I mean, it's kind of a shocking story, but sharks do take bites out of people.
Yeah, they do.
They always get that chomp out of the board, too, in a cartoon, like, novelty kind of way. the tooth.
Oh,
you know, like
man.
In the cartoons when the guy gets scared and runs through the wall and leaves the silhouette, the shape of himself in the wall? That's what shark bites are like. Yeah. Whenever they show those. And for some reason, you know, there's something about the... foam that's inside the boards, that the resin on the outside, it leaves, it's like a dental imprint or something. Like that board just had it was a half moon.
Yeah, they don't fracture. It's just like an apple they took a bite out of.
Yeah, it's like a serrated looking half moon that was at least 16, 18 inches across.
And apparently when the arm was off, she looked over and went, oh, a shark just bit me. Just like matter of factly, like, well, oh my goodness.
You got him.
Everyone has their own reaction. You know, maybe hers was interesting.
Well, here's the best part. She'll prediction does not blame the shark. My thing is like, I want all sharks dead. That'd be my press conference. We must get that shark. It's not enough that we kill it. We have to torture it. I have to take one of its own. I have to bite a flipper off one of its young. And the other thing is I always like this too, where the guy's going like. He's talking using a scratch pad because he can't use his mouth, and he's like, he doesn't blame the grizzly. I always like that too. I'm like, oh, okay, that's nice. Yeah. And then number two, I'm getting back in the water.
Yeah.
That's the other
She's
one.
She's going
too.
Back in. She's, already, having, she's already talking about prosthetics and things.
Get back in. Yeah. Got to get back in.
You
gotta
are?
Or? That other arm. No, she is.
Oh, I was going to say.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man.
Yeah.
I always see that. Like, there was this. I was watching
Adam,
this show.
He's contemplating getting that 2-liter
bottle. I'm moving
out.
Into an iron lung and putting it in my basement.
No,
I'm just going to put a grow light down there so I can stay alive.
He doesn't want to use any energy breathing anymore.
No, I
don't. I don't want to have to expand my chest and then have it contract again.
Yeah. But it's always those people, though, that do like, you know, the crazy stunt people or whatever.
They go back.
They break everything and they just keep doing it again and again. And, like,
that's why they
just
did,
don't learn.
Forget that. Why they were doing it in the first place.
Exactly.
There we go.
Just this one guy. I just want one press conference where they go, I hate the shark. I hate all sharks. I want the shark to pay.
Revenge.
I'm never even going to look at a picture of water again.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Atari's at the Palladium Friday night.
That's right,
we'll
everybody.
We'll be right back.
Well, that's the show, everybody. I want to thank Chris and Johnny from the Atari's for coming out here tonight.
Thanks for having
Astoria.
Us. Thanks again.
Our pleasure. You guys come back anytime.
Sorry about your Belinda.
Yeah.
Oh,
I feel your pain.
Oh, I was being forget about it.
Sorry, man. Don't beat me senseless now.
And I'm going to get one of those one of those Berlitz tapes, Your Belindian Made Easy. Start listening to the cassette so we can talk to the locals out there, Drew.
We'll have plenty of time on the drive out. We'll figure it out.
Find out where the bathroom is and things like that. I hear we can haggle, though, and get some stuff cheap, bring it back in. All right, so until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I just wondered, first of all, if...
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.